First of all, I suppose to you, Martin, fair to say the two best teams in Ulster in the final?
Yeah, you'd have to say that, Tom. So it's the third year in a row that the two teams have met. I was just thinking today, but it's probably like the great rivalry between Tyrone and Armagh in the early 2000s that was there. And I suppose we at times were trying to get in there too, Donegal. But that's what it is. You're probably two of the fittest teams in the country at the minute, and definitely the two of the fittest teams in Ulster. And everybody's looking forward to it. And I suppose the big thing and the interesting thing about it is, I suppose that both teams are still in the championship on Monday morning, which makes a difference from the past when it was winner take all in an Ulster final, and that to me changes it a little bit.
Does that colour the thinking of the players?
Well, I don't think it does, because if we the big thing, you look at the way the draw is made already, that if you won the Ulster final, you'll end up playing that group of Tyrone, Derry, Galway, and Tipperary. If you want it, they'll be against probably Sligo or Mayo, and you maybe feel an O'Brien's here that might be Sligo, and you look at that there, and then you would play, if you were lucky enough to get over that, either team whoever wants it would play the Munster, Kerry, Cork group in a semi-final, where if you lose it, you're looking like having to play one of them teams in the last 12, and then you're looking like playing Mayo or in a quarter-final, and then you have Dublin, that group, in a semi-final. So that's where the difference is. So that's the big thing about one, no more so than the Kerry-Cork game this weekend. The winners avoid Dublin to the final if they get that, where the losers will end up playing Dublin in the quarter-final. So that's the big thing, is the fact that the draw is known already. In the past, we didn't know the draw, so that does make a difference, all right.
Yeah, but obviously still an Ulster title and an Ulster championship is very coveted by all players in all counties.
Ah, yeah, exactly, and suppose we feel that and we look at it, that Kerry and Cork, or sorry, Kerry and Dublin are ahead of the rest, or Dublin and Kerry, we want to put it ahead of the rest in the country, and feel that way. So look, you have to say Silverwell's important, and it's important to, you know, younger lads coming in. And I mean, you know, we have to say in Donegal, and Monaghan would say the exact same thing, is that it's been a great 4 or 5 years for Donegal. I mean, we never dreamed of this here. If we look at last year, I was having Brendan and you sat up on the press box in Croke Park, where Donegal minor senior were in All Ireland final. I mean, that's something you dream of. And a county like Donegal, and when we look back on it, we take it all for granted now. And I mean, we look back at it, this is the greatest bunch of players that we ever had in this county, and I would say maybe we'll ever have in the county, and what they've achieved, what they've done for the county. You know, it's great to see it. We see all the Donegal jerseys out there, we go around the county and everything else, and people, it's cool to play Gaelic football, people want to play Gaelic football. So you don't really appreciate it. We expect big things from them, and that does one and takes pressure in that there. But from the other point of view, it's great for the county, and great fair play to Monaghan, like for the small population in Monaghan. You have to give, I know this, the man on the other line there has started it all, probably Seamus McEnany. He's Seamus Banty started, I think it's been carried on, and you'll have to give Monaghan great credit too.
And good afternoon to you, Seamus, and thank you for joining us. And Monaghan don't fear Donegal. I know from talking to you before and ahead of the final 2 years ago, I know last year probably was slightly different, but they have a good record.
Yeah, certainly, you know, down the years Monaghan would never fear Donegal. You know, the 2013 Ulster final, I suppose, epitomises that. But the reality is now that, you know, we would have said prior to that that Donegal hadn't beaten Monaghan in the championship for 30 years, but that stat is gone. Donegal beat them in last year's Ulster final. And I actually think, you know, Martin's few words there epitomises Donegal's thinking. You know, they already know the draw and what road they would want to go down. And they're thinking about the All-Ireland series, where they're on a different Richter scale than Monaghan. An Ulster Championship in Monaghan would be an unbelievable success, because we're actually, the reality here is, in the GAA in Ireland at the moment, and he's quite rightly saying that, you know, Dublin and Kerry, I don't see the All-Ireland being won outside of them. But the only other team in the country that can stop that from happening is Donegal. And that's the level that Donegal are at.
Yeah, and Monaghan not at that level?
No, Monaghan are at the. There's no doubt in my mind, and there's no doubt in the GAA world, that the two best teams in Ulster are playing in the Ulster final. But it's fair to say that Monaghan are the second best team in Ulster at the moment. Donegal are playing in their fifth Ulster final, going for four Ulster championships out of five. Monaghan are playing in their third, certainly the second best team, but they have only won yet.
And you mentioned there that Donegal ended that long winning or losing sequence to Monaghan last year in last year's final. Monaghan lost the first game of about 30 years to Donegal. How much did that defeat last year hurt the Monaghan players, do you think?
Yeah, there is unbelievably rivalry has grown between Donegal and Monaghan. There's no doubt about that. You had Ryan Porter, who's now the Monaghan trainer, who trained Donegal under Brian McIver. You have Malachy O'Rourke on one side, and you have Rory Gallagher on the other side, two for Man and Man. I know from talking to the Monaghan players and the Donegal players, there is unbelievable rivalry between the two sets of players, two sets of teams. And it's because they're playing each other three times a year at the moment, especially over the last two or three years in Division 1 and Division 2 and in the Championship. And Monaghan, there's no doubt that the second best team, but my problem with Monaghan as we speak is we're getting far too dependent on Conor McManus as our scoring threat. You know, we need Kieran Hughes at full forward to create a threat along with him, but we also need him in the middle of the field to win primary possession, because we're weak in the middle of the field at the moment.
And tell me, Brendan Kilcoyne, looking at both sides, what do you make of that suggestion there coming from Seamus, that over-reliance on Conor McManus? Maybe the people in Donegal could say the same about Michael Murphy?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a fair comment from Banty there, you know, that Conor McManus is such a fantastic footballer and he does deliver a lot of the scores for Monaghan. And you'd probably look through the Donegal team and they're not reliant on Michael Murphy as such to get their scores from the point of view. They have a fairly good spread of scores across the field. You've the likes of Oran McNeil has come into the team in the last couple of years and he's contributing scores most days. Marklin McElhenney is driving through from midfield. Ryan McHugh is capable of getting goals. You know, he gets on the end of moves at the right time and he gets all important goals. And of course, Paddy McBrearty and his fitness on Sunday is going to be key. So it is what kind of shape he's in, because he has been in sparkling form and he picked up that knock early in the game against Derry. And, you know, he wasn't really the option or the outlet for Donegal thereafter. And I don't think that the importance to Donegal of Paddy McBrearty can be overemphasised, from the point of view that it takes the pressure off Michael Murphy, and because he's a major threat inside and teams have to defend deep against him. They have to maybe put a player in front of him, and that releases Michael to go out and do a job out the field there. So I think it's a fair enough point. But, like, you know, Monaghan have guys that will get you the scores, but Conor McManus is the man that if you stop him, you'd have to question, are they capable of getting them from other areas of the field?
And yet, in the two games in the last couple of years, I think he was held scoreless, was it, in 2013, and only got a couple of points last year?
Yeah, well, and again, that's a hugely important point, Tom, because Neil McGee is coming up against him, you know, and Neil McGee has blotted out the Owen Bradley, Jamie Clark, Bernard Brogren, all these big guns for the big teams over the last few years. So the importance, again, of Neil McGee to this Donegal team can't be overstated. He's really blotting out the key man and he's making them non-contributor to the play, so he is. So that's going to be a big battle on Sunday. Can he do it again? If he were to pick up a knock early, you know, that could be serious. So that's going to have a big impact on the game on Sunday, Tom.
And Martin McHugh, what are the other key jewels you see? What are the other, or is it kind of a more of a sum of all the parts rather than as the new saying is the systems and all that, rather than individuals standing out?
Yeah, first of all, I was laughing at Banty there. You think, listening to him, he's definitely going back into management. He must be thinking, I thought he was Monaghan manager there for a while, listening to the way he was chatting there to us. But the other battles, another one after the Monaghan, the game out here in Letterkenny that Monaghan beat Donegal last year, it was 3 points. Monaghan played very defensive that day, and Donegal found it hard to break it down. So expect the game to be very, very defensive, and that's the way it's going to play. It'll be probably like the All-Ireland final last year, or even that Monaghan game out there. I must remember after that game out there, I got a text from Banty, he just can't beat us. That was the only text he sent to me right after the game. And so Monaghan people believe that Donegal are, you know, that they have the Indian sign on Donegal, where times Donegal, I remember past we had other teams that we could beat that other teams couldn't beat. That's the way football is. So that's why this is an intriguing battle. Suppose, you know, the sweepers and the Desi Moan factor for Monaghan, he's been a big, big player for Monaghan. I mean, he's very, very unlucky never to have picked up an All-Star. If we look at it, it's hard to believe he's a player. The qualities, we've seen him since he started playing. That battle, suppose, Michael Murphy, Vinny Corey battle is going to be a big battle. You know, the midfield, Neil Geller's having a great year all year in the middle of the field. I expect Monaghan won't probably kick the ball into the middle of the field. They'll probably take short kick-out. They're allowed Donegal to take short kick-out, and they'll try to work it themselves in that area. Dick Clerkin, will he start or not? Can they afford to not start him? There are a lot of questions. I know Owen Lennon and Banty's at that wedding today. He's getting married today. So he'll probably know a lot more tomorrow, if you're talking to him tomorrow, Tom. But I think that they're looking at, there are a lot of big battles this game. They're very evenly matched sides, and totally evenly matched sides. And it's just going to come down to It could be a goal, could be a very big score, which has been a big score in most games this year. A goal could be a big score, something like that.
Going back, as you said, to the game in O'Donnell Park, where Monaghan packed the defence, Donegal struggled that day. And OK, Rory Gallagher said it was early in the year, it was the weather and everything. How does Donegal plan for that this week? How do they break it down?
Well, Monaghan studied the Kerry All-Ireland final last year, the way Kerry played against. If you look at the Kerry team that played in the All-Ireland final last year, the way they played against Donegal, and then take the Kerry team that played against Cork this year, they conceded 3-12. That's what teams are going to do against Donegal. They're going to mirror them and play like that. And I expect Monaghan will play like that, and that's kind of a game it'll be. Now, Donegal will be ready for it this time. I think, you know, they were caught. You know, the way you get caught on the hop, you do get caught. Teams do get caught when teams go that way against you. And, you know, you have to work, change your game, work hard. Brendan was involved in the St. Eunice Club this year, and there were a lot of teams that played against teams that were playing very defensive. But you have to work out and be patient, and that's the way they build up. And you'll probably end up with a low-scoring game if that happens, depending on the weather and everything else. But both teams are well used to it, and, you know, that's the way the two teams play, and that's the way they will play. Both of them have played very defensive this year, and that's the way they'll go.
And in terms of breaking down that wall, that blanket defence, I remember you probably came up against Niamh Connell in a county final, 10 years ago. How do you do it? You didn't succeed on that occasion, but how do you do it?
No, it still brings back bad memories. But that was really the start of the defensive structure. Yeah. Jim brought it into Niamh Connell that year, and it was successful for them. It was impossible to break down because it hadn't been thought about it the way it's been thought about now. I suppose you go back to the game in the park, and I don't think, you know, I think it was a very much a case of Rory Gallagher. You got to know when to hold him and know when to show him, and I think he wasn't going to play his cards that day and how he was going to break down the Monaghan system, and I'm sure he has an intricate plan in place to do so. You're looking at, you know, Donegal have quality players that can kick scores from distance. Colm McFadden has regained his mojo, kind of thing, and he's playing with a bit of gusto again this year. So Donegal are capable of kicking points from outside that defensive block, and Michael Murphy will put over frees from anywhere near the inside 70 yards now at this stage. So you're looking at that, or either running through them down the sidelines or running through the middle at them. There are ways to break it down. But that said, the way Monaghan set up in O'Donnell Park that day was a perfect exhibition of defending, because they were building walls of 3 on 3 on 3. And that's why Donegal really struggled to break it down that day. Again, I don't think that the Donegal management was overly worried, from the point of view that they knew they were probably going to come up against this Monaghan team again later this year. And I'm sure they've been working on a system to break it down. It's easier said than done, Tom, but I think Donegal do have the quality.